Next we have from the Gaines Den Development, Sean and Peggy Gibson. Sean, you got a great day.
This slide, this is Gaines Den Development, right?
Let's see, I believe we have slides. Do you have those ready to go? My name is Sean Gibson. I'm one of the owners of Gaines Den Development, and the purpose of my presentation here today is to introduce you to our marina proposal for Neely Slough. Many of you received a packet of slides from us last week. This is going to differ from that just a little bit because the focus of what I was asked to speak about has changed a little bit. But you won't be able to find exactly the same slides, although many of them are there. Please go on to the next slide. The purpose of my presentation here today is to try to find some kind of a middle ground solution that allows us to have a marina in Neely Slough for the use of both the current Gaines Bend residents and future development in Gaines Bend on the Gaines Bend Peninsula. Right now, there's a freeze on water facilities that's been in effect for some time. But it even goes beyond that. There haven't been any new marinas that have weren't already contractually arranged to since about 1997. I believe that was the last one that went in. So it's really, even though there's been, seems to have been a moratorium just for a couple of years, it's really been longer than that. Next slide, please. The Gibson Belding family, I've spoken to you before. You guys know who I am. We've been there ranching in the same location for 150 years. One of the differences you'll find with the Gaines Bend development opposed to the last two you heard is that we're not asking anything of the BRA other than the marina site. When we deeded the property over to the BRA to put in the lake, we retained the rights right down to the shoreline and the rights to cross the BRA property down to the water. So. Gaines Bend development was started in 1968. It's been there for a long time, and it continues to be one of the highest quality, low impact developments on the lake. We've entered into an agreement with the Hesters to put in this marina, and they've been long time people around the lake as well, and been involved with Cliffs Marina for several years. This is just to give you kind of an overview of the history. This request has been in the process for a long time. It's not a new request. In 1968, my grandfather notified the board that we would be needing a marina in Neely Slough at some point. Things were not right at that time. In 1997, my father, Cy Gibson, came to the board and told them about our intention for developing the interior of Gaines Bend. And at that point, we were basically told to wait for a study. In 1999, Peggy and I left the military and came back to the lake area. And I went with my father again, and we went to the PK Lake office and told them about our needs for a marina in Neely Slough. And we were told once again that we needed to wait for a new study. This time it was a CVA study. The third request was made in September 2003. This was in conjunction with the Hesters. We had Atlantic MECO draw up plans for a marina in Neely Slough. We presented them, and we took into account the TVA studies and rules and guidelines when we did that. And when we were very surprised when we turned that in that we were told that PK was too overloaded with boats and that there wasn't a going to be room for another marina. And that brings us up to where we are now. Next slide, please. Okay, this is the just a map of the lake. The box has shifted a little bit from where it was on our computer, but you can see that just down a little bit lower is Gaines Bend Peninsula. And the marina, right there. Okay, the marina is right here. This is the Peninsula, and this is where we're
we're talking about Freedom Ridge, right inside the Mountain View. If you'll notice on this map, all of these stars,
this map is from the Staubach study. All of the stars that are up there are current marinas or public boat ramps. And if you'll notice, the BRA Peninsula and the North Shore have quite a bit of access to the water. The south part of the lake, where you've got Sportsman's World, Gaines Bend, and the Cliffs, is really very little. And there's just the one in Sportsman's World and the one in the Cliffs. And in order for Gaines Bend residents to get to those, they have to drive all the way out here to Highway 16 and come back in. It's about a 20-minute drive, plus the fact that those marinas are full. Generally speaking, there's not places for our people to put boats. Next slide, please. This is our concept drawing of the new development that we intend to do in the interior of Gaines Bend. A lot of the shoreline was developed back in 1968, as I previously mentioned. What we're talking about is the interior. We've got a wide variety of types. We've got lots. We've got larger ranchettes. We've got some multifamily complexes that they're not actually apartments. They're freestanding houses. But the overall effect here is that we're going to have an additional 650 home sites, about 800 acres. So it's a pretty low impact development for this size. Just to give you some impact, some idea of the difference, the Cliffs next door to us has got less land mass than this, and they've got about 2,500 lots. So we're talking about a pretty low impact development. Next slide, please. This is the marina that we proposed in 2003. At the time, we were looking for about 330 slips for boats, not all of them on the water, 250 on the water, and we were considering the other 80 to be dry storage. Since that time, we've got some feedback from the staff, and we've looked at other marinas, and we've kind of revised this a little bit. What we've tried to do is come up with something that we think would be palatable to BRA and also suit our needs. So we've reduced greatly with the new plan. Let's go on to the next slide. We've reduced greatly what we're asking for as far as on-water slips. And we're going to stick with that same number of 330, but we've moved most of them onshore into dry storage. And we're only asking for 130 wet slips at this point. Dry stack storage in our kind of area is a little problematic because of the topography. It can be done, and we're intending to do that, but it requires a little bit more of a staging area, more slips on the water, just to stage for the dry stack because of the distance to travel to flat ground. In addition, you can't do something like this with just dry stack storage. You have to have some temporary storage on the water. Say you've got a family that's coming out, they're going to be at the lake for the weekend. They need to be able to have their boat launched from the dry stack and leave it in the water for the weekend. It's really pretty wasteful of resources to be pulling it in and out of the water several times over a weekend. And I agree that the way that we've done marinas in the past, where boats are stored on the water for 365 days a year when they may only be used for 10 or 12 for actual boating, is pretty wasteful. But we need to hit something in between. We can't go to just completely dry stack. We need to have something else. And I think that this proposal meets that. If we can go on to the next slide, this is the new proposal here. And it does several things. We've reduced the overall footprint on the water considerably. And when we do this, it takes our footprint away from the footprint that's at the cliffs. So we no longer have any docks that are directly across the slough from the cliffs marina. It also makes this, it's no longer a big marina. It's one of the smallest marinas associated with a large scale development. Next slide, please. We've already talked about this, and go on. The next is a letter from a dry stack expert. It's in your packet that you got. I hope you can take a look at that. This is somebody that actually has done dry stack storage and knows what is required, especially with our topography. Next slide, please. Next, I want to talk a little bit about the boatload study and how it impacts Neely Slough. In the initial results, map A, need to wrap it up.
10 minutes up.
Basically, before we get to the point of including map B, you've got a very, very low boat count in Neely Slough, and I'd be glad to talk to anybody about that. You can go to the next slide real quickly. This just shows a little bit of the problem. This one on the right is the highest use weekend day boat count compared to the July 3rd. If you try to average those two together, you really create some problems. But my just in summary, my request is that we would find some kind of middle ground here where we can get this marina project going. We've been waiting for a long time. We're mindful of the needs of the VRA and controlling the boat populations on the water. We've got a lot more information here I'd love to talk to you about if you've got any questions, but I'll stop there.
Questions for Mr. Gibson? Thank you very much, Mr. Gibson. I appreciate it.